In business today, there are no geographic boundaries. When it comes to content in books, scientific journals and news, corporate staff and researchers exchange information with colleagues regardless of where they are located. Yet copyright obligations often vary from one country to the next, creating a complex set of challenges for global organizations. Hello, everyone. This is Chris Keneally for CCC's Beyond the Book podcast, welcoming you to a discussion today that takes us outside our own usual boundaries to Europe. Joining me from Amsterdam is Kim Zwolo, General Manager of RightsDirect, CCC's subsidiary focused on the European market and multinational corporations based there. Kim, welcome to Beyond the Book.
Hi, Chris. It's great to be on your program.
Well, we have been looking forward to chatting with you because we want to learn about this new endeavor that CCC has undertaken, establishing this subsidiary in Europe. Still very much a new venture, something that was announced just prior to the Frankfurt Book Fair early last fall. But before we get into what RightsDirect does, let me just sort of tee up Kim Zwolo himself. Kim, as I mentioned, is the general manager for RightsDirect, and prior to joining that company, he worked for Springer Science and Business Media in various international roles for 9 years, and most recently was executive vice president sales for South Europe, Middle East, and Africa, which included responsibility for third-party licensing and rights and permissions. So with that kind of a background in publishing, Kim, what was it about the opportunity at RightsDirect that you found attractive?
Well, Chris, basically, in my role in Springer, I was part of the Publisher Advisory Board of the CCC for several years, and I already had a very good impression of the Corporate Clearance Center as a company and the professionalism of the colleagues there. So that's of course one big thing which was important for me. The opportunity itself is also very nice for me personally because I am now able to start up a business in which I believe strongly myself, and it's kind of a luxury startup. I've been in other startups as well, but this is a startup with a kind of powerful mother behind me and with existing successful products and solutions. So this is what made me change.
Right, and you're very familiar, obviously, from your prior work with the European publishing community and with the issues that European businesses face with regard to information sharing. What are some things, and remember, most of our audience is an American-based audience, what are some things that you have seen unfolding in the European marketplace that are important and that you're looking forward to addressing?
Well, basically, I think one of the largest challenges companies face, and especially multinational companies, larger companies who operate in different countries, is basically all those different copyright laws in all those different countries. So if companies want to be compliant, they try to do the best thing to be compliant. It's pretty hard because they're facing really some big challenges. You know, we have many countries here. They all implement, the European directive for copyright in a different way, and they all have different exceptions. So to make it even more complicated, also they have all local reproduction rights organizations, which allow all different things. So if you as a company, you know, you want to do the right thing for your company, it's really a very complex mix of rules there.
Right, it's a real management challenge. I can see, and you know, something we hear a great deal at Copyright Clearance Center. People are always asking us about international copyright law, and what we have to say to them is, while there are several treaties that are international that impact on copyright, copyright law is always about national law and national treatment. So again, as you say, in the European context, even within the EU, it's always about national treatment. French copyright law, German copyright law, Italian, and so on.
Exactly. Yeah, basically, the other thing which I always find the most and the largest challenge for companies is, I think, that their employees know what to do. I think this is really one of the largest challenges for the companies itself. So outside of this framework of the copyright laws, if you as a company really want to do the good thing, you know, your employees have to do the good thing. And yeah, basically, I think that is a real big challenge. And that's why also in part of the solutions we offer, education is a very big aspect.
Right. And, you know, that's something at least that will be familiar to an American audience. You know, the challenges, the confusion, and the need for information. So tell us more about what RightsDirect is doing to respond to all of this.
Well, basically, RightsDirect offers actually one solution at the moment, which is a pretty good one because it covers an educational part. So we actually help a company to educate its employees. It offers a multinational copyright license, which is a very comprehensive license covering thousands of publishers and millions of rights, which makes it very efficient for companies to use this license, because a company basically has two choices: or if they want to be compliant, or they're going to clear all the rights with the publishers directly themselves, or they kind of purchase them pre-cleared. And that's exactly what our multinational copyright license is. It's pre-clearing of internal reuse of materials. And on top of that, because we want to come back to one of your earlier questions, what the challenges are in the local markets. To give you an example, in Germany, for instance, if you look at the pharmaceutical industry, there the law changed, and this is a law which is coupled to the registration of drugs in Germany. And if you might know that with registration of drugs, there are big files, and a lot of original content also included in those files. And in the old days, it could all be filed in paper, but now it has to be filed digital. And the local RRO in Germany does not cover that right. So basically, the companies in Germany were calling us and say, "Listen, please, can you? Well, do you have a solution? Because we need to get this going in an efficient manner."
What you just noted is the way that the digitalization of publishing is having an impact in so many unexpected ways. We're familiar with it from, Amazon Kindles and Apple iPads, but this is a real business issue when it comes to filing of these, massive reports and databases and all the rest of that. And the reuse of it is made easier by digital, but it's also made more complicated from a legal perspective, just because the access is there instantaneously and it can be passed along to just about anybody. We've been chatting about our new CCC subsidiary in Europe based in Amsterdam with Kim Zwolo, general manager, and a program we're trying to sort of broaden our outlook here at Beyond the Book and look at the situation in Europe from a number of different angles. And I'd like to bring into the conversation right now Ed Nowotka. Ed is founder and editor-in-chief of Publishing Perspectives, an online magazine for the international publishing industry. And welcome to Beyond the Book, Ed.
Thanks, Chris. It's nice to be here. I appreciate the opportunity to talk with y'all.
Well, we're looking forward to learning a bit more about the European landscape. And let's just tell people about your own background. Prior to launching Publishing Perspectives, Ed worked as a book columnist for Bloomberg News and was daily news editor at Publishers Weekly. He's also worked as a foreign correspondent, a bookseller, a literary magazine editor, and an advertising copywriter. So have keyboard, will travel, it sounds like, Ed.
Very much so, yes.
Right. And though you are based in Texas, it seems to me that Publishing Perspectives has a decidedly global view. And though many publications say as much, Publishing Perspectives really does cover the publishing world beyond the U.S. I mean, just recently, everything from ebooks in France to the Jerusalem Book Prize. So help us understand better the European publishing landscape and do a little quick compare-contrast. Kim's been talking about some things that we might recognize here in the U.S., but also just the challenge of national treatment from France to Germany to Spain and so forth, which would be something akin to having to deal with a different copyright law if we went from Boston to New York. But What's the European publishing landscape like? Again, both similar and different from our own experience here.
Well, I think the first factor is you have to take into consideration that Europe is comprised of several different countries, obviously numerous countries, each with a distinct language and culture and attitude towards authority. Mind you, they're grouped together under the EU mandate, and there have been recent attempts to legislate some sweeping overview with regard to digitization and copyright and terms of digital copyrights. The EU is working on legislation with that regard, but really you have to go country by country. And to speak, now mind you, I'm going to be speaking extremely generally. And the general sense is that Europe has been slower to adopt ebooks, but that which the estimate is typically about 6 months to a year behind the States as far as the technology goes. Mind you, my personal feeling is that if you look at the UK, there are certain places where Europe is ahead. I think enhanced ebooks in the UK, have taken a lead compared with the US. But generally speaking, the Europeans are lacking about 6 months to a year behind. Mind you, I think that period is foreshortening. Particularly this past holiday season, the past 6 months saw a number of large European retailers introduce their own branded devices, much like Amazon did in the States. So you have Thalia in Germany, you have Fnac in France introducing their own devices. You have several new devices launched in Italy just at the end of last year. So you're starting to see this really take off. The effect of that is you're going to see an increased focus on digital issues, digitization, and ebooks, much as it has been in the U.S. At least it's going to certainly be taking up more people's headspace.
Right. And one of the things that does exist, in Europe, I know in Germany, for example, is fixed prices for books. And this is having an impact on e-books. Tell us briefly about that.
Indeed. I mean, many European countries still retain fixed book price laws, France, Germany. And there's also, in addition to that, so what you're coming up against is the issue of pricing for ebooks versus print books. And it's difficult for now, publishers can certainly set a lower price, but it's becoming difficult for retailers who are unable to discount. And so you have restrictions on the amount of competition. Perhaps a bigger factor, though, when it comes to digital books is the way that governments treat VAT on books, VAT on books, which varies country to country. And in several countries, e-books, digital books are still being charged at the same rate of VAT that computer software and other electronic media is charged, which is significantly higher than books, which tends to have a single-digit VAT rate, where computer software tends to be in the double digits, charged like a normal piece of commercial material, cultural material.
Yeah. Ed Nowotka here at he's the founder and editor in chief of Publishing Perspectives. We're chatting with him and Kim Zwolo from RightsDirect. And it sounds to me, it reminds me of my own experience when I was a foreign correspondent in Belfast. We used to say, if you're confused, you're beginning to understand the problem. And I think that's what people must feel like in the European world. Kim Zwolo, bring you back into this and maybe address that point and go to reinforce it, which is there are laws varying from country to country, VATs varying from country to country, all this kind of thing. So the one elegant solution, I suppose, is something that people must be seeking after.
Well, basically, coming back to Ed's comments, I think what is another issue is also the local languages. So if you look at, for instance, at ebook conversion, so to create ebooks, publishers creating ebooks, they have to have the workflow for it. So that's one. But all those separate languages, you have a lot of smaller separate book publishers also in those countries, and which makes it also harder and not so cost effective to create integrate all those languages. And that is also a reason, I think, why the e-books are, I think, a little bit behind in Europe. And I think you have been very kind. I think it's more behind than half a year, to be honest. I've been selling on the academic level e-books in throughout all of Europe, and basically I think it's much more the Americans are just more used to electronic information. Although I must say I'm speaking for science publishing now, so I think you are probably speaking more general now.
Yeah, certainly. Yeah,
right. And Ed, if I can kind of, you know, put a finer point on that. The European marketplace is very much a rights marketplace, and that's something that, you know, we again in the U.S., where we can travel from Boston to Berkeley without worrying about all these issues, have to kind of remind ourselves of. There's languages, there's territories, and all the rights that are associated with them.
I think that speaks directly to the point. If you look at a country like Holland, to put in workflow to translate books from Dutch into or translate print books in Dutch into e-books, you know, the number of titles is going to be significantly smaller. And there, for example, you have a population that already, by and large, speaks very good English. And so there's the incentive, you know, to push that additional cost, because the cost of conversion is roughly the same as it is producing a print book. So if a publisher is producing both a print and e-version, you're talking about, you know, significant cost, and you've got to look at the cost-benefit analysis of doing that across your whole list, and it's tricky.
That's one thing, and also I think there's also but the risk of especially fiction, you know, and if you look at textbooks, that people are also very worried about the business models, because you know, you have this whole copying issue, you know, DRM, so digital rights management is also not in a very good status. So I mean, basically these are all issues the publishers are facing. And it's just you know, not speeding up that whole process.
But mind you, there has been some interesting attempts at legislating this. If you look at France, and a similar suggestion has been made in the UK for piracy, which is something we don't typically have in the States, is, you know, in France, they're talking about legislating a three strikes rule, that if a you know, distributor is caught, you know, distributing peer-to-peer digital cultural content three times, they're going to be put out of business. And it's interesting to see that kind of rule of law come into effect with cultural material, which is something we tend to have a little more of a free for all here in the States.
I agree, and I think you know, how I see there are two things. One is how can you fight it, and I think these are all good and nice steps and will help absolutely. The three strikes, those kind of measures will really be helpful. On the other hand, I also think it should be a combination of making things easy for people also to do the right thing, and that is also something which was also part of, let's say, the business model we are using with Rights Direct, is we really want to make it easy for people to clear reuse rights. And I think, you know, yeah, it's always two things. So if people really want it, but they are not really, it's not really easy to do it, then it becomes really attractive to do the wrong thing. So I think this is especially something we are looking at Rights Direct to really make it easy.
Well, you know, the point I want to make in closing is that it is fascinating to see how intellectual property is so important to the global economy, more important, I think, than many of us outside the business understand, and certainly more important than it has been in the past. And so the kind of reporting that Ed Nowotka is doing at Publishing Perspectives, and the kind of work that Kim Zwolo is up to with Rights Direct, sort of emphasize that this is very much a global world, one in which the American consumer and the American professional need to learn more about, and they've been helping us do that. So Kim Zwolo, General Manager of Rights Direct, talking with us from Amsterdam. Kim, we really appreciate having you on the program. Thanks very much for joining us.
Thank you so much, Chris. I enjoy very much to be here. Thank you.
And Ed Nowotka joining us from Texas there. He's the founder and editor-in-chief of Publishing Perspectives. Thanks again, Ed.
Of course. Anytime, Chris. Thank you.
And for all of us at Copyright Clearance Center, this is Chris Keneally wishing you a great day.